Is the RV life everything you thought it would be? I'm Patty Hunt with my incredible husband, Dan Hunt, and you are listening to the RV Life Podcast. Now, it seems most of us start RVing for freedom, adventure, experiences, but it's not always like the picture-perfect sunset on social media. Today, we will have an honest conversation about enjoying even the everyday stuff and the things that do not go as planned. And if you're new to the RV Life Podcast, you know that in the beginning, you would have heard Dan's booming voice, but he's not feeling well today. And for the first time in over a year, I am doing the RV Life Podcast, and I'm doing a solo interview. Things aren't always perfect, so this is the perfect topic for us today. Now, that sound means it's time for today's fun fact. And like we're going to do through this whole podcast, we're changing it up. Today's fun fact is more of a thought that I've had for being RVing for the last 3 years, talking to a lot of people. I know a lot of people make a lot of plans, a lot of campground reservations, and many will change those plans. Some of them will change in less than a week's notice. But that's great for you because if you're looking for last-minute campground reservations, then no fear. Just call the campgrounds to try and get those last-minute reservations. Okay, so as I said, our fun fact is brought to you by Open Road Resorts. Maybe I didn't say that yet, but here we are winging it. So Open Roads Resorts has 4 incredible locations in Montana, Idaho, and Texas. And today is going to be a fun podcast. Now, if you're looking for some campgrounds in Montana and Idaho, there's Red Rock RV Resort just outside the western entrance of Yellowstone National Park. If you're looking to go to Glacier National Park and Flathead Lake, you could experience those through Polson and Flathead Lake KOA or Polson Motor Coach Resort, which is for Class A's only, and it is one of the top 10 motor coach resorts in the country. Now, let's talk first about what every RVer needs, and that is clear water, clean water. Dan and I pulled into a campground, and we did not have our water system set up, and the water was so bad I literally could not bathe or wash the dishes. It smelled so bad. So we did what we needed to. We got our clear 2O 3-stage filter system set up, and then the water was clean. It tasted good. We were able to use it. Now, Clear 2O, I spoke to Keith and Barb. They are the owners of Clear 2O. Keith is the inventor of these products, and they are offering our listeners 15% discount until the end of March. That is a great deal that you get from them. It's great to be connected. But let's get into our guest today. I am so excited. Today's guest started working with animals. I'm talking horses, dolphins, lions, tigers, oh my. And over the last decade, she has worked with humans, men and women, helping them on their path to creating exceptional health and a vibrant life. When she speaks about health, she is not just talking about the physical stuff. She believes strongly in also helping people find their balance, harmony, and deeper connections in life. She helps people look at the mental roadblocks that might hold people back from feeling and living their best life. Dan and I know firsthand what Jennifer is capable of because she has worked with us on our mental, physical, and emotional health for over 5 years and has literally helped us change our lives. Now, I am so happy to welcome Jennifer Davis back to the RV Life Podcast. Last year, she was on, and her episode was called what is a health coach, and do I need one? And it was one of our top listened to episodes. So welcome, Jennifer, to the RV Life Podcast.
Thank you for having me again. I am so excited.
I am too. Now, we're going to have an amazing conversation today. Jennifer, I'd love our listeners to really, truly get to know you. I know I did the edification, maybe not as well as Dan usually does an edification, but not bad for my first time.
Wasn't bad.
Okay. So let's get people to get to know you. And I know that you have been, you know, a health and personal growth professional. I'm using those words kind of loosely. What's your story? Why did you go down the road of helping people with health?
You know, I just growing up, I watched my family. My family were very health conscious. I have one sister who, you know, was an aerobic instructor. She was very focused on clean eating. I mean, back in the 80s, they didn't call it clean eating, but she was very into like the broths and, you know, the cottage cheese and peach diet, you know, in the 80s and 90s, very Jane Fonda. And then I had another sister who had a completely opposite type lifestyle. And what was interesting to me was both of them got cancer. And I was like, how can someone be coming from a very healthy background? And then my other sister, completely opposite, it's like, okay, why are they coming up with the same outcome? And then as I grew up, when I was in my high, like teenage years, like 17, 18, my hormones really tanked. And so I was starting to see the same type of outcome with my health, the thyroid issues, the hormone issues, the hair loss. And I wasn't even like in my 20s yet. So I was like, it really got me asking questions like, what is going on? What's the truth about what does the human body really need to be healthy? Right? Because here are me and my two sisters, we all had very different lifestyles. And it's like, why are we all ending up sick? And so that brought me down the road of really studying, stop listening to the experts, the, you know, the fad diets, and just really learned on a biology type level, like, what does our body really need?
Okay, so I just want to pull pieces out of this. You talk about health, and a lot of people talk about this word health. And for those of you who can't see me, I have air quotes up because, you know, that's a word people think of, but it means more to you. And as we've talked about it, than just your physical health in your body. So right. Explain to our listeners what that word health really means to you.
So for me, it means being emotionally healthy, mentally healthy, you know, and physically healthy. The times when I was at my peak, when it came to my physical body, I was a dancer. I did ballroom dancing, Irish dancing, and I ran, you know, I ate clean, but my mental health and emotional health was at its worst. I was having massive panic attacks, and I was highly influenced by shame, guilt, and people's judgments. Like I didn't think for myself. And to me, I was not healthy. I didn't get healthy until I became a happy and confident being.
That is so perfect for this topic. And again, today's topic is all about things not going quite as we believe they would. Here we are on the RV Life Podcast, and I'm doing this myself. So things don't go as we plan. And there's so much to dive in here, and I want to just break it down. When we talk to most of our people are RVers. So I want to kind of bring our topic back specifically to them. As RVers, I think like Dan, we have this vision of what going out and whether we are full time or we just want to be those weekend warriors or have a summer in an RV. We have a vision of what it's supposed to be like or what we think it might be like. I know when I started the whole RV life, I watched every YouTube video. I watched Today is Someday and Changing Lanes, and I could go on and mention a lot of them. And I think I saw the beauty in it all, the perfection in it all. Everything looked so perfect. And that became my expectation. But you know, when Dan and I started out, we were in Lake Mead and you come visit us and we stayed for a month there. And, you know, there was beauty, but there was also the RV with the tank that we had that had been overwinterized. So a bunch of pink liquid poured into the freshwater tank. Remember, we had a close up the RV all the time and take it up to dump it because Lake Mead doesn't have sewer system. So I guess the question is how we could help people through the things that don't go the way we want them to, because life is messy. It doesn't happen the way we think it's going to. So can you lead people into some of those, you know, tips and tricks?
Yes, because it's like, sometimes we're overwinterized.
Right.
We're overwinterized. And so, you know, for me, I found that not putting the expectation of situations, places, people, and things to bring us joy, we have to be that. So it doesn't matter if you're having to, you know, lug and pull the tanks to empty them out and it is smelly, it is not romantic, it is, you know, this is not an adventure, this sucks. What's amazing is, and what I try to practice every day, is even when I am in the thick of it and I am not enjoying what I'm doing, it's I myself have to practice. I love peace. I love peace. I love that magical experience. Some people I know who get in the RV world, it's like they want that adventure, that freedom. It's you have to tap into that emotion yourself. You have to create it, because, you know, like you talk about, like traveling days and just the cleanup and the packing and, you know, trying to deal with your family in tight quarters, it can be extremely challenging. So for me, when it comes to tools and tricks, I always use nature. And if I'm jumping the gun here, please stop me. But I love nature, especially if you're an RV, because that's where you're at. So even if you're walking through a paved concrete path, if you've got trees and you've got birds and you're just walking outside, like, you are still getting that peaceful energy. And what I love about walking around in nature is it is a judgment-free zone. Because whenever we start to feel stressed and pressure, like things aren't right, you know, like this is not what I expected, there's some judgment there that we're taking on, and we can dive into that later. But when you're out in nature, there's no judgment. Like, you're not walking past trees and they're looking at you like, gosh, did you really park the RV like that? Did you really choose that outfit today? Like, they don't care. And it's like, go to the places where there's no judgment. There's no shame. There's no expectation. It's just about being peaceful and your best self. And when you just take a moment for yourself, and, you know, maybe it's not being out in nature, maybe it's something else, but if you kind of sit down and just appreciate, like, even though I may be sitting outside the Cracker Barrel parking lot, or I may be dumping out tanks, look how free my life is compared to what it was. You know, if you're coming from a situation that wasn't, you know, authentically you, that you couldn't connect with, but now you get to tap into that freedom. And it's just reminding yourself of where you are, what you get to experience, and it's tapping into those emotions and how you want your day to feel like.
And so, again, for our listeners that, you know, they look for freedom, they look for adventure experiences, like you said, and things get messy. And I'm going to use that throughout because it's just what happens. Let's talk about it, you know, and you use nature. Your idea of being in nature is the snow all bundled up in the cold. My idea of being in a bathing suit by the pool in the sun, whatever that is for people. But I love the way you talked about, you know, we judge ourselves probably more than people judge us. And, you know, we're taking a deep dive here into some things that people don't often talk about. So I want to talk about it. You know, what will people think? Like, right now, again, Dan is not feeling well today. He, you know, we just made the decision that I'm going to do the podcast with you. we've kind of been planning this podcast anyway, but it works. So, you know, again, embracing and being able to let go of judgments ourselves or how we think people judge us, I think it's a good road to go down, you know. So let's talk a little bit more about this whole thing that we do. And again, when we go out and we, you know, we're thinking we're in an RV, everything's supposed to be beautiful, and I'm right. in Yellowstone National Park, or here we are, we're right outside Disney. Every day is not a trip to Disney for us. Like you said, there's dumping the tanks, there's travel days, there's the expectation, which is judgment of what people think we should be doing and what our lives should look like.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit more about, look, this isn't going to change overnight, right? We're not going to fix things, quote unquote, fix things overnight. So let's talk a little bit more about how we get out of that judgment place and be, as you and I usually say, just be.
And I think it's learning and practicing, and it takes time. It takes time. So it takes a lot of compassion and being patient with yourself, but learning how to just be in the flow of whatever is coming at you. You know, if you're someone that doesn't like traveling days, it's if it's more of an intense day for you, it's like, okay, how can I be in the flow? You know, do you need to start out your day doing breathing exercises? Do you need to set, you know, do you need to make sure that you have a good, decent breakfast? Make sure that your body is fueled so you're not running on empty. It's setting yourself up for success, whether that's physically or emotionally, and then just being in the flow, you know, being okay when things get messy, being okay when things are intense.
Being okay with the messy. I love that. Maybe we make that a new slogan. You're right. Dan and I talked when we first started, let's talk a little bit about travel day. We hear so many people talk about the dreaded travel day. That before we even started out, and you and I probably talked about it, I said, okay, we're going to move. We're going to travel every week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe, depends. That's about our average. If travel day is dreaded, because that's what I'm hearing from people, then how is this lifestyle going to be fun? So you're talking about embracing and being, and I just want to add something that Dan and I talked about that, you know, we started to think about that kind of fits what you're saying. Dan and I decided that I can't do travel days if they're going to be dreaded. So one of the things, you know, Dan and I talked about is, and we were discussing this last night, is, you know, getting a good night's sleep. We like to get as much outside packed up as we can, just with ease and taking our time and packing up our outside. We like to try and get as much as possible inside done. We also like to, like you said, have a good breakfast. Like you know, there are some mornings you have to get out of the campground really quickly and then we don't eat, right? So, you know, we want to try and get a good breakfast in. Now, I know on our last show, you also talked about, you know, fueling our body. So if we feel like we have a 4, 5, 6 hour drive ahead of us, you gave some tips then. Can you remind people of, you know, a couple things that may help fuel our body, which helps our brain, right, to function right. while we're driving? Because you also talk about how the brain is working, even if we're just driving.
Yeah. And I want to share that thought, like drive that point home. Even though you're sitting as the passenger, just watching, or you're the driver, your brain burns through so many calories using the eyes. Because when I can't imagine driving a large RV down the interstate and you've got cars zipping past you, to your brain, that is a threat. And as the passenger, I know you are the assistant to the driver. So it's like you're constantly looking out. You're constantly on guard. You are in survival mode. And that's one of the reasons, you know, I can imagine why people dread it. So setting yourself up for success, feeding your brain, because we all know we can be on empty, starving, and that's when we bicker. That's when we lash out. That's when we have no tolerance and we're highly reactive. So if you can have a good breakfast, you know, and I'm not talking like 300 calories. I'm talking like grab some eggs, toast, butter, like get some fats in there. Like fuel yourself up, because even though you're sitting, your brain is in survival. You are driving your home down this, you know, down the freeway. It's important.
Right. And this is where everything is connected. It's A, how we feel about what we're doing. So Dan and I embrace travel days. The one thing that I find, and just to be honest, like on social media, sometimes you see the walkthrough of an RV and everything looks perfect and everything's perfectly put away. And that's great. And those times that happens, awesome. But for the most part, I believe a lot of people's, I'm going to say, Dan, my RV usually looks like an earthquake. So it might be a 0.5 all the way up to a 7 on the Richter scale earthquake style. That's just what it looks like. And so I would judge myself. I would think it's just me, and I would judge myself, and I would feel like I'm being judged by other people. God forbid somebody walks into my RV. And then I had the realization that I'm not going to say everybody, but most people have that same thing. It's a small space. We're living in it. It's a messy place. And to not judge myself or assume other people are judging me. And so what I've done is, you know, allow myself to just be okay with it. And as far as travel days, just be okay with there being a travel day. But like you said, fueling is what I'm hearing, making sure I'm fueled. Because certainly if I'm 2 hours down the road and I'm starving, it is not pretty. Everybody knows what it is to be hangry, right?
Yes.
But that mindset, that mental belief of, when I do travel day, it is a day where everything's put away. The counters are usually clean. The floor is usually clean. Now, I might not scrub from top to bottom, but it feels clean to put away. And in all transparency, sometimes stuff is shoved on the bed or shoved in a cabinet. It's shoved, but it looks good. So I just embrace the fact that it looks nice and clean right now. And that's just, you know, it's sort of like playing with your head. I use the word mindset, but that's part of it. So I think all of these things together help us to embrace the fact that, like I said, life is messy. It doesn't go, you know, as planned.
And, you know, like what you were talking about, it's like, about your house and you know, worried of, you know, what if someone sees. It's like, that's just a point of view. You're judging yourself. And when you can be authentic, people appreciate that. You know, people appreciate when we're honest and it's like we're not hiding. We're not trying to be perfect, because there's no enjoyment when you're trying to be perfect and when you're trying to live by somebody else's standards, whether you're trying to have a clean RV or, you know, portray to your family who may be judging you for your lifestyle or whatever it is. It's about just letting yourself be and enjoying the day and putting or taking on a different point of view. If travel days are stressful, what's a different point of view that you can have with it? You know, we touched on fueling ourselves. You know, maybe set your mind in the morning, like, you know what, there's going to be people who may cut us off. There may be some tight turns, but I'm going to breathe through it and I'm just going to go with the flow. And I'm going to do my best to react less and just be in the present moment. And when we can be present and not react, we actually diffuse so much pressure and tension on ourselves.
Yeah. And let me give a good example that I think every RVer can relate to. Because I think that sometimes when people first hear this kind of stuff, like not reacting, I know back in the day when people would say don't react, and I think, wow, that's insane. Like, how do you not react to somebody literally just pulling out in front of you? Right. Well, it takes practice. Now, we're in a 40-foot RV. towing a tow car, it's not easy to stop. We need some stopping distance. And as people know, whether it's just me or Dan and I, we don't have a script here. We are just going with the flow with this podcast. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, that not being reactive. Like somebody pulls out in front of you, you know, okay, yeah, you want to curse. Because let's face it, we can't always just be positive. We are not trying to say here, everything's wonderful, it's always positive, it's all good. That is not the life you and I believe that's doable. But what are some things we can do with that person, for instance, pulling out in front of us? That's a great example.
Just the philosophy on, okay, not reacting. It's like, yeah, if someone cuts you off, you may be like, oh my God, you have that first startle. But then you're not going to stay in that state. Whereas people who are highly reactive, or I'll speak for myself, when I was highly reactive, I would stay in that state all day. So then it's like I was still ticked off about that driver. You know, I'm eating lunch, or I'm eating dinner, and it's like coming up in conversation. You're still holding on to that panic. And that just means you're just living in stress. So that kind of creates a point of view and lens of how your day is going to be. So if you have that moment when someone cuts you off, just say, you know, have your that quick burst of like, oh God, you know. But then it's like, consider maybe that person is, I always kind of think, maybe this person is like rushing to the hospital because a family member is in trouble. Maybe they're dealing with some type of trauma and just did not see you. So how can I show compassion and grace for this person and for me? And it takes practice.
Right. It takes lots and lots of practice. And that is, you know, the same thing that Dan and I would do. And, you know, we've been there. Dan and I can help each other out, and you and I talk a lot and can help each other out. I'm going to take a little bit of a break here for our listeners. And when we come back, we're going to continue on that. And I want to talk about open roads, because when you talk about stress, if you're driving around the country and we're having to worry about that toll transponder, you know, you get on a toll road, you wonder if you have the right transponder in your car. Been there, done it. We have had $250 in toll fines this year because we were on a road, thought we had the right pass, whatever. Conversation for another time, maybe, but we've discovered Open Roads innovative tolling, and this toll pass works in all 48 states. The best part of this pass is the fact that we can, if we do get a toll violation, if there is a problem, they have a concierge service that will help us deal with it. Because the reason I had those fines is because by the time I got the violation and I figured it out and I called them and blah, 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 it was past their 25-day grace period. So I paid all kinds of fines. You want to talk about being a little reactive? I was. But again, I got myself back together and I was able to find a solution. Now, the other thing that we, you know, sometimes stress about while being on the road is fuel prices. Dan and I do have diesel fuel, and we want to save as much money as possible, and we do that with the Open Roads fuel card. Dan and I have been using it for almost 3 years. We have saved so much money on diesel fuel. All of this is going to be linked in the show notes so that you can find all the information to save money on fuel and to get this incredible toll pass that only costs $24 a year. So let's get back to talking about things not necessarily working picture perfect. And, you know, the whole idea here is to not point out everything negative that, you know, possibly comes up, but to point out the fact that, you know, let's talk a little bit about Dan and I. And, you know, sometimes what people show on YouTube or talk about on the podcast, we really work to, you know, try and be authentic, to try and say things the way they are. We stay away from the negative. But for instance, we totally screwed up. There's no other way to say it. And we had hooked up our Jeep. It was new for us. We hooked up our Jeep and we dragged it for so long that we destroyed four tires. Like all four tires were destroyed. That was a $1,300 mistake. So you want to talk about being reactive. So we reacted to it. It's not fun. And then we got ourselves together and we did video to show people what not to do. Not complaining, not whining, because that just perpetuates it, right? And again, I just want to help people to see that RV life isn't always the beautiful sunsets. Everybody knows I love my sunsets, or the beautiful going to Yellowstone National Park. How can we talk to people and help people to sort of, what I like to say, enjoy the journey? Like, because if I'm here in Orlando and I'm going to Yellowstone, that's a 5, 6, 7 day trip. If I'm just focused on Yellowstone, you know, that's not necessarily enjoying the journey, right? So
right.
What are some suggestions you could offer?
We kind of touched on it a little bit earlier where it was like, you have to learn how to enjoy every aspect of your day. So even if it's not like the best thing that you're doing or it's not ideal, you want to have an idea of how you want to feel throughout the day. Like, do you want to feel tense or stressed? Do you want to feel bored? And if you start to feel like, gosh, this isn't as great as being in Yellowstone, you know, I'm just driving on the road, or maybe you're at a campground that wasn't as beautiful as the last one, this is when it's really fun to play. I play around with, okay, what can I pull out of this situation? And when I start doing that, it really gives me an open mind, and I actually start seeing fun, beauty, possibility in certain scenarios where you know, looking from the outside, it kind of looks like a boring situation, you know, but I've taken some time to just kind of sit and just say, okay, you know, I have a block wall in front of me. I have maybe have a everyday pine tree, you know, what can I appreciate? And then if you really can't find something around your area, you know, just kind of reflect on how appreciative you are of this freedom. And I know, like, I used to roll my eyes so much when people would bring up being grateful, right? Because mm-hmm. everyone talks yep. about it, but it's because it works. Mm-hmm. And when you can just sit there and just enjoy being alive, breathing, having quiet, it's finding whatever you can in that scenario. You know, it may not be as good as Yellowstone or Mammoth Lake or Mammoth Cave. And maybe, but maybe that's a good thing, because if everything was wonderful all the time, those things wouldn't shine. And it's being okay with the balance, right? Sometimes it's not like Yellowstone. Sometimes we're staring at a block wall. And it's being able to just be in the flow and be able to just flow in and out of scenarios, and that takes balance.
That is, yes, that's awesome. And again, I also felt that same thing when people would say, just be grateful. And, you know, Dan and I, through our 14 plus years of being together, have had huge ups and downs, huge challenges. And when people would say that, I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I felt like I was in this deep, dark hole. But, you know, to simplify things and not go too far down this road, when I could just get up and find something to be grateful for. And a lot of times, you know, my cappuccino, everybody knows I have a cappuccino machine. That's the first thing I do in the morning. Nobody talks to me until that happens, but I'm grateful for it. And sometimes I can remember that great being grateful for it when we are at a Cracker Barrel and we can't plug the cappuccino machine in,
yes.
and then I'm missing it. I'm like, wow, I really do appreciate it. So appreciation and gratitude is a great, you know, it's great advice. It's great skill to give our listeners. So I appreciate that. And again, there's so much here, so much content. And this is why we wanted to have you on the show for a second time. Not that we're done here, because we still have a lot to cover. I'm trying to decide where I want to go with this now. Again, this is part of the being authentic and being real, and this isn't scripted. But Dan and I have talked about being in the flow, and I want to explain what that means. So I want people to picture this. Dan and I are at Circle M. It's a campground in Pennsylvania. It's a Thousand Trails campground. And we are sitting by the lake, or it was a river. I kept calling a lake. And it was just beautiful. You could hear the water kind of swishing by. And that's just peace for me. So I'd make my coffee and I'd go out there. And Dan and I were sitting out there the one day, and he said, you know, being in the flow is like watching that leaf. And he pointed to the river where this leaf was just flowing down the river as the water was flowing. And that just puts it in, you know, even though he's not here to share his pieces of this, it just put it so much in perspective that when I feel like I'm out of the flow, I remember that leaf in the lake just flowing by. It's not trying to go the other way. It's not trying to swim. It's not making judgment. It's not reacting to the stick. It's just
going.
It's in the flow. So to give people a little bit of a visual of what that looks like.
That's exactly it. And sometimes it's even just having that visual. If you can't tap into that and you're struggling, that's a great visual to think about.
Right. And that brings up another point. So for some people, and for Dan and I, we've needed help and support. Dan and I didn't just wake up one morning and as you said, it's taken time to feel grateful and change your mindset. And we still have crappy days. We hope right. they're shorter than they would have been 5 years ago. But you started working with Dan 5 years ago because he was having medical issues. And then I started working with you on our health type concerns. It's really made a big difference. And so I think that, you know, there are people out there that need help and support, whether, again, we started with, I thought it was just focus on my health. So I'll speak for myself. I was having horrible migraines, like migraines that would take me to an emergency room. Sometimes they'd happen once every couple of months. Sometimes they would happen, you know, more, sometimes less. But they were absolutely affecting my life. And so when we started to work together, I had this thought and vision in my head. And I was really tough with you because I was like, well, you're going to try and work with my health, but you're going to tell me that I can't drink my coffee and I can't have chocolate again. Next to my cappuccino, chocolate is my next favorite food group. You're going to make me work out and exercise and you know, things like that. So I already had this negative belief system. And I want to bring this up because I think people who are looking to change their health, whether it's mind, body, their belief system, I think people have this, you know, negative thought.
This belief.
So when people are looking for that help, and again, if I'm putting you on the spot, because I am putting you on the spot, let me know. But how do people sort of find, you know, we all need some extra help sometimes. None of us sitting here did this alone. We've had major struggles. The three of us have had major, major struggles in our lives. And without me sharing what they are, we have. We didn't just right. wake up all of a sudden this way. So where can people start? Let's put it that way, that might be struggling.
You know, I think, and I'll just speak from my experience, the first thing I had to acknowledge was I had a choice. And that was that took me years to realize that I was choosing to stay overwhelmed, struggle, you know, be unmotivated. That was a choice. I didn't know there was another option. I just thought people who looked like they had it all together, whether that was financially, spiritually, you know, physically, like health-wise, I just thought they had it. Like they had some skills that I just never got. And that couldn't have been farther from the truth. What made those people different was they just knew they had a choice. That's a great way to start is like, you know what? What can I choose? What can I play with? what would I have to think about or who do I have to be in order to create whatever it is you want to create, you know? And I think one of the things that humans, we get distracted by, we always think of, okay, I'm in A position and I want to get to Z position. So then you start looking at all the steps and that's too overwhelming and you'll start to judge yourself. That's not how you do it. If you're in A, you need to start in the B position. Just look at B. And what if that means, you know what, instead of me complaining about what happened yesterday, I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to accept that today is a new day. I'm going to accept that I don't want to be controlled by my past. I don't want to think about all the memories. I want to be free. And this is something that I have so much respect for people who travel and who live in RVs, because that's a certain type of energy and a mindset that I just absolutely love and respect. And it's that freedom. It's thinking outside the box. You know, I know how critical people can be in families, and you're going to do what? You're going to move your whole family in an RV? You're going to sell everything, you know? But the fact that you do it anyway, you already have what it takes to create change and change influence in your life. So if you are struggling, look at already what you've created. Look at the adventure. Look at the fun. Look at that wild adventure energy you already have. That is the same tenacity and fun that is needed to create change if you're struggling with whether mental, emotional, physical health. It's, no, I can do something different.
Right. I mean, you said it perfectly. I know for me, along the years of, you know, working through these things, I've definitely needed help. You have been a huge help to both Dan and I, our health, our overall health as we explain health. So let's talk to our listeners. Where can our listeners reach out to you if, you know, they want to know more about what you're talking about?
So you can always email me at jennifer@truehealth4u.com. And that's the number 4.
I'll put it in the show notes.
And then on Instagram, Jen for True Health. And that is the best way to get a hold of me. And then you'll start to kind of hear my philosophy and just what I use for myself and then how I help my clients.
I will put all of that in the show notes. I know you have a lot of tools and tips and information that you give people that's free. And again, people could get to know you and see if you're a good fit. I know that for me, I needed support and I've had a huge support team and you can find it. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to just do an ad right now. Our sponsor, one of our most incredible sponsors, NIRVC, National Indoor RV Centers. Now, they are a dealership with 6 locations across the country. We love NIRVC because of the people that are behind NIRVC. Brett Davis, the owner of the company, is just an incredible human being. What he has done to help and improve the RV industry, you know, just work with the community has been, I can't even say enough about him and NIRVC and the people that are involved with NIRVC. Again, 6 locations. Now, I do quickly want to mention an event that's happening on June 4th to June 7th. And that is for anybody who is interested in a Class A RV. NIRVC is the number one Newmar dealer in the country, as well as the number one Integra dealer in the country. And on June 4th, they are bringing together the major A, B, and C manufacturers, RV manufacturers, bringing them together all in one place, all of the 2025 RVs, and you could test drive them. So all of that information, again, there's a link in the show notes. It's called, thank you for our sound effects. It's called the Music City Expo. June 4th, I'll put it in the show notes. Dan and I will be there. We are excited. Now, let's get to That sound should be a horn. There it is. And it's time for today's question of the week. And the question of the week is brought to you by Open Roads Innovative Tolling. And again, we talked about that toll pass that is going to save me hundreds of dollars and a lot less headache. So we are so grateful for this toll pass. Now, like this whole show, we're even doing the question of the week different. And the question is just a thought I had. So let's talk a little bit, Jen. We're going to have you talk a little bit more about some resources. And again, Jen has not been prepared for this. So this is totally putting her on the spot, as we like to do with our listeners.
Where are you going with this, Patty?
What are some other resources people could do? We talked a lot and gave a lot of good tips, but do you have some resources? And I could come back. You can think about it, and I could come back to you if
No, I think we're good.
Okay, good. So I thought you'd be good.
I really enjoy when you talk about resources. Like, I was thinking like meditation, and I know meditation isn't for everybody, you know, and that's fine. You know, it wasn't my thing for many years. I was just like, oh God, you know. So even if you just sit and do some breathing exercises, you know, there's wonderful resources that are free on like YouTube, where you can sit listening to nature sounds. You can practice breathing. And not only does that relax you, it's actually great for your brain health. So you can handle things differently. You know, oxygen is one of your brain's main sources of fuel. So just sitting there breathing, even though you may seem like, okay, I feel like I'm extremely stressed. I don't see a solution. I don't see how sitting here for 5 minutes breathing is going to help me, but it does. And it helps you on such a neurological level. Breathing, visualizing, meditating, moving your body. Again, your brain loves movement. Think about it. When you hurt yourself, you're in pain, we always say, ouch, and we kind of shake our hand, right? Your brain wants to soothe and heal by movement. So go take a walk, do stretches. You know, it doesn't have to be this elaborate special thing. You don't have to do this for an hour. You don't have to have all the gizmos and gadgets. Just lay down and lift a leg, you know, stretch and move. Yeah. And, you know, maybe it's even changing your state and environment. So if you're stressed and you're sitting in the RV, go outside. Go sit at the picnic table that you've got there. You know, go find a tree that pops out at you. I'm really finding the benefits of this. This is something that I'm personally working on right now. And it was very difficult for me because when I get overwhelmed and stressed, I want to shut down. I want to go into my cave. But I have been working on trying to have 10 conversations a day, whether that's with, you know, family, friends, you know, it doesn't have to be 10 different people, but go out. And I think you and Dan are absolutely the perfect examples for this. You guys always are so friendly. Whenever we go out to eat or I'm at a campground with you and we're walking, you guys always go and smile and talk to so many people, and you have met and had the most amazing experiences. And I've truly learned through you guys, because you know me, there's times where I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody, you know? But then once you just start smiling and saying hi, it completely changes your point of view of whatever you're stressing out about. It really does. And you know, I know this doesn't come naturally to people, but what I love about this is you get the pressure off of you, and now you're starting to think of others. And that's where true connection, that's how we, you know, when we talk about being and being grounded and centered and being human, when we can smile and connect and just say, you know what, I'm just going to smile at this person. And even though I may be having a tough day, I'm going to bring joy to somebody else. And that takes all that focus and pressure off of us.
Wow. There was so much in what you said. And I just want to piggyback on it. Because you're right, like sitting and meditating, we think there's a certain way we have to be silent. We have to. Meditation was such a big stressor for me. For me, I like to write in my journal. I use a pencil. I use a journal. Someday it'll turn into a book because I have, I don't know how many of them. But you're right. It's like what you're saying. If somebody could just take one of those steps at a time, nothing perfect, yeah. Not doing everything right. And again, you said so much. Unfortunately, we have to move on. I think we could talk for another hour. I want to just talk about last week's episode. Last week's RV podcast episode was with Jeff Baum of Motorhome Tires. And we got a call from Jeff Sather, who is the president of Freightliner. And he said, wow, I learned so much from that show. And we've been getting calls. We got a call from Brett Davis and said, wow, thank you for sharing that information. It was an incredible show that wasn't just about tires. And I guess I'm leading into one of the things Jeff said as we're talking about this podcast. Jeff Sather from Freightliner listens to our podcast every single week. And it's amazing sometimes the things you share that you don't realize. But Jeff said we were at an event and standing in line getting food at this event. And I kept saying something and he said, yes, I know. Yes, I know. Because he listens to the podcast. But even to the detail that Jeff knew I wrote in my diary with a pencil. So I thought that was really cool. I know Jeff's listening. Thank you. Now that sound means it's time for what would usually be the RV Life tip of the week. But like this entire show, we are changing things. So today I'm introducing our new feature, our new featured campground of the week is what we're calling it. And there's that horn again. So this is the first week of this. And this is what we're going to do is each week share a featured campground with you. So this week, I picked a campground that happens to be in Florida because right now I am in Florida. And our featured campground of the week in Florida is Encore Tranquility Lakes Luxury RV Resort. Okay. RV Resort in Cape Coral, Florida. This campground has 500 sites. They've got full hookups, easy in and out, pull through sites, a dog area, a group camping area, and so much more. This campground has an 8.8 rating with 13 reviews so far. It is a newer campground. So they've got 13 pretty incredible reviews there. You can find and book this campground by visiting campgrounds.rvlife.com. This is the most complete resource for RV parks, campgrounds, resorts, as well as city, states, and national parks, and Corps of Engineer properties. RV Life Campground is part of the RV Life Pro suite of products, and there's a link in the show notes with a 25% discount. So it is one fee for the whole year. It's less than $50 for the whole year. It is an amazing suite of products. Now, I do have to thank you, Jen Davis, for being on with us. Thank you so much for all of your great knowledge and all of what you shared with our listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. This was a blast.
It truly was. Truly love this. Now, for our listeners, we love getting feedback. So you can leave a message right here at the podcast where you are, or you could go to our social media, which is RV Life Podcast on Instagram or Facebook. Send me a private message, put a message in. We want to hear from you. Okay, there we are. I am Patty Hunt with my incredible husband, Dan Hunt, saying have a great rest of today and an even better day tomorrow.